Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Now it happened that while the crowd was pressing around Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two boats lying at the edge of the lake, but the fishermen had gotten out of them and were washing their nets. And he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little way from the land. And he sat down and began teaching the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered and said, "Master, we worked hard all night and caught nothing. But I will do as you say and let down the nets." When they had done this, they enclosed a great quantity of fish, and their nets began to break. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat for them to come and help them. And they came and filled both of the boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw that, he fell down at Jesus' feet, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For amazement had seized him and all his companions because of the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not fear. From now on, you will be catching men." When they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him.
For those of us who are believers, God's simple requests are often stepping stones to life's greatest blessings. When Peter said yes to Jesus' two small requests, his whole mission changed from fisherman to fisher of men. An unproductive and backbreaking night's work no doubt left Peter weary, yet he willingly accepted Jesus on board and pushed his boat out from shore so the Lord's words would carry to the crowd. After delivering his message, the Lord told Peter to head out to deeper water, even though the timing was wrong for fishing. Despite the unlikely hour for success, Peter obeyed and was blessed with not one, but two overflowing loads of fish. Often, God's blessings result from our compliance with seemingly insignificant requests. If we refuse His prompting to perform minor actions, what reason have we given Him to trust us with a more important responsibility? Had Peter refused to lend Jesus his boat or risk a midday fishing expedition, he'd have missed that big catch and perhaps even further blessings. Over the next few years, Peter personally witnessed miracles more spectacular than any he saw that first day. Honoring Jesus' first request eventually led to the disciples' sermon at Pentecost and the salvation of 3,000 souls.